Welcome, Sean Ray, to syndicatednews.net.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This year's most unusual Christmas CD builds a bridge between religions. It's not every day an entertainer from the Muslim world records Christmas classics in respect of Christianity. Sean Ray's A World Christmas Love Knows No Border is full of Christmas classics to share the Christmas spirit with friends of all faiths. You can download it everywhere, including iTunes and Amazon, and from SeanRae.com. That's SeanRae.com.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. If I had my way this Christmas, if all I would wish could be, of all the great wishes in a wonderful world, I'd only ask for three. And if I could have three wishes, and if my first wish came true, there'd be peace on earth, goodwill among men, and love in all that we do. Can you imagine a world?
I do come from a Muslim background, yet I felt it critical to record a Christmas album. My reason was really to help the efforts of a great many people worldwide, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and other religious entities, including Hindus, who desire peace between the two religions. Unfortunately, many Muslims are unable to speak openly out of a fear of ostracization, severe bodily injury or death, nor have a platform from which to speak. So I really feel blessed to be one more person among many others globally that are involved in helping to spread interfaith harmony.
And Sean, many Muslims right now encouraged you to be the first from the Muslim world to sing this first Christmas album in respect of Christianity. Why did they encourage you in particular? Why you?
Well, after 9/11, I was approached by many Muslims living in the United States who felt very uncomfortable about being painted by the same brush as that of bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. So when the king and pope began their dialogue of peace in 2007, quite a few Muslims and those who believe fervently in interfaith harmony, nationally and internationally, spoke to me about the possibility of recording the first Christmas album from the Muslim world as a gesture of peace. The reason being that they had heard my rendition of the song called From a Distance, a hit made famous previously by Bette Midler 2 decades ago, which had been used in an earthquake documentary in 2005. So they had been so moved by the song's spiritual meaning that they felt I would perform the songs on the Christmas album with the same deep emotions and feelings.
Sean, what has been the Muslim response to this Christmas album?
The Muslim response on my international media tour in Europe, the Middle East, and Far East was absolutely phenomenal. Everyone I met wanted peace and was extremely positive about interfaith harmony. The hope of most Muslims is to recapture the narrative from the extremists.
Now you've lived in the United States for over 30 years. What ultimately led you to make this decision to become an American citizen?
Well, see, what ultimately led me to be an American citizen was the fact that after having traveled to both East and West and in between, I and many others regard the United States as a beacon of light and hope. It is, after all, the oldest democracy in the world. I myself go further and believe America to be the Washington, D.C., the capital of the world. There is no other country or land on earth that represents so many races, castes, and creeds from all corners of the world.
Now, this fascinates me about you, Charles Colello. You produced an album with Charles Colello. Now, he holds the Billboard magazine's record for being the musical arranger with more top 10 hits than anyone in the history of pop music. He arranged numbers for Barbara Streisand, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli, Humperdinck, Neil Diamond, Juice Newton, Eric Carmen, Shirley Ellis. Colello, he's a world-class music icon. How did you get him to arrange your Christmas CD? Or does he do all your music?
Well, he does all of my music, and I've been very, very fortunate to work with a person of his class and stature. He's had 17 Grammy Award nominations. He's had over 100 songs on the Billboard charts and 38 top 10 hits. More than any other arranger in the United States music history, actually. Of course, as you mentioned, he's produced hit records for Sinatra, Streisand, Ray Charles, and many, many others. And I was actually both extremely pleased and humbled that he embraced this great cause of interfaith harmony and decided to work with my vocal style. It was a great experience because he's short on time because he's always very, very busy. So he took the time out to do this, and he did it because he understood the gravity of the situation.
Now, you said to me earlier that you were inspired having witnessed an extraordinary meeting between King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia and Pope Benedict XVI. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what it meant to you? How was it? Were you present? How was it that you witnessed it? Tell me.
Well, the world witnessed that happening because it was the first time that a Muslim king went to the Vatican in 1,400 years. So, you know, so it was a very huge event. The meeting between King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia and Pope Benedict in 2007 was a true turning point for me because I was very impressed that these two figures, who represent many religious and political pressures, could set aside their differences for the purpose of promoting peace between the two religions. Since then, I knew that this marked the perfect time for all of us to come together for peace.
And what did you hope to gain from the Christmas album international media tour?
Since 9/11, many Muslims in the USA and throughout the world disagreed with the mischaracterization known as a clash of civilizations. The Muslims felt that a tiny extremist group, Al-Qaeda, was responsible for acts of terrorism, not the whole Muslim world. So the purpose of the international media tour was to gauge the Muslim reaction to the first Christmas album from the Muslim world that reflected respect for Christianity in Europe, Middle East, including Israel and the Far East.
Now, they have so many widespread assumptions, I wouldn't begin to list them here. I guess both sides have fear and suspicion of the other. How would you set that record straight? How could you clarify that a little?
The last thing I want to do is appear on your show, like others may have, and try to paint paint the intentions of all Muslims with the same rosy brush, to claim that their purposes are only peace, that they are misunderstood, and that it is the Western world that has it wrong, is rather insulting to the West, I would think. You know what I'm saying to you? However, I do know for a fact that most Muslims want only peace and interfaith harmony. It is the hope of most Muslims to quickly recapture the narrative from the extremists.
Now, what you're saying, if it's true that many Muslims throughout the world not only share your pro-Western views and that they go along with this with being very loving, unified connection, and wanting to join the cultures, then why do you feel that they're not as outspoken about it as you are?
Well, unfortunately, I've been told by many Muslims that they're unable to really speak openly out of fear of being ostracized.
I understand. Now, if you could give a message to the Muslim world, what would that be?
Well, my message would be that I'm a living example of the fact that the West doesn't hate Muslims. I mean, I would not have accomplished even one-tenth of what I have had it not been for the fact that Christians and Jews in America have at every turn been of great help to me. America has never looked at me as an quote-unquote other. The United States judges people only on what they have in their hearts and on their minds. If a person that has malice or intends to harm the United States, it would, of course, influence any one of us, including myself, to dislike that person for good reason. I'm very comfortable and confident beyond any doubt that America is my home, my country, and that I'm privileged to have been granted American citizenship, not by right, but I've been granted as a privilege by the people of the United States and the Constitution of the United States. That's my message.
And if you were to give a message to fellow Americans, what would that be?
My message to my fellow Americans would be that they should be very proud that our country is the oldest democracy, a beacon of light and hope for the world. However, this privilege of being citizens should not be taken lightly by anybody, even if they were born here in the United States. Let us keep on winning hearts and minds all over the world.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now, but still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that war. Right would always
country. So why do you feel so strongly that everyone who emigrates to the United States should understand what citizenship really means? I mean, why does it even matter to you?
Well, like most American citizens, I don't have a problem with immigration. However, that implies only legal immigration. It's understandable that others migrate here because they want a fresh start. It is still necessary for everyone to go through the proper channels. No one should be given a free pass or be allowed to jump to the head of the line. Otherwise, it's really a slap in the face to all those who have taken the time to immigrate here through the correct legal channels. I mean, no other country in the world would tolerate it, especially because it set an unhealthy example for others who feel that they don't need to respect the rules of this great country. But I do care about this country, and I'm vested in this country, and I just think that, you know, all people should follow the rules.
Now, Thanksgiving, let's talk about that. It's not celebrated throughout the Muslim world, but you say it's your favorite holiday. What are you so thankful about? Tell me about Thanksgiving, what it means to you.
Of course, Thanksgiving is not celebrated in the Muslim world as a holiday, because the history of Thanksgiving is different. However, I consider it one of my favorite holidays. Through the centuries, the United States has given so generously to so many immigrants, for which we should all be grateful, and this always reminds me to remain humble and to always count my blessings as an American.
And Sean, I have to ask you, because we can't have this conversation and avoid the topic. After the Times Square bombing, after that Times Square bombing attempt, it was identified as a Pakistani American who failed, but he was a Pakistani American. Why was it so critical that promotional material for your album be placed in Times Square? That was such a sensitive topic. So tell me, why you wanted your material there?
Well, as a Pakistani American myself, who deeply loves this country, my home, I was extremely upset to learn that the Times Square bomber was also a Pakistani American. That's why I made an effort for the Christmas CD advertisement to be placed in Times Square in an attempt to counteract Faisal Shahzad's deeply bogus, misled, and horrific intentions.
So I guess that explains why an interfaith harmony mission is so important to you. It's your crusade, really.
Frankly, it's not just my crusade. I've traveled to a lot of continents and lots of countries in the last 1.5 years, and, you know, everybody thinks the same way. I mean, we need to have interfaith harmony.
Well, then, that kind of brings us to the close of our conversation, but it kind of also explains how it is that reporters on the East and West basically refer to you as the cross-cultural ambassador. Isn't that right?
Well, in both the East and West, I'm considered as some sort of a cross-cultural ambassador,
mm-hmm.
Due to the fact that I was born and raised in the East until I was 18 years of age, which to the East makes me organically an Eastern person, and have lived in the West for over 30 years, 23 years of which as an American citizen. So this is one of the reasons why people feel that I'm one of the best suited persons available in helping to forge a nexus between the East and West. And my hope is that I'm able, with the help of civil-minded people, to become one more catalyst for meaningful and lasting peace in our one small world.
Now, I also know, I have found out, because I've been snooping around, and I found out that you provide stunning perfumes and music and jewelry. I mean, unbelievable pieces of jewelry that I only see, I would say, the royal family and a few princesses from Saudi Arabia. And in movies, I see this type of jewelry used in movies and as props for movies, actually. Where does this come from? Are you designing this jewelry?
I have been involved in the jewelry business for the last 30 years. And I've worked with craftsmen and master craftsmen in India and the United States and Pakistan and Israel. And these are the designs that I have come up with along with other people. So it's part of the Oneness Collection. Jewelry is something that I love myself. So that's why I've been into it.
So, Sean, it's time now for us to give away one of your CDs. Shall we give it to the fifth caller?
Absolutely.
Now, the perfumes. Where did that come from? I can't imagine, unless you grew up in a family that was already involved in perfume, how did you get into perfume?
First of all, in my home, we almost had an apothecary of sorts, because my mom used to have every perfume that she could buy in the home, and she used to mix and match perfume. When I was in the United States, I did work with companies like Revlon, and I've been involved in the perfume business for the last 30 years, and I've also been involved in it as a consultant internationally, and also in Pakistan. And so the perfume that I have has been around since 1994, and it's called oneness, which means which stands for something, which means if you're, you know, oneness is about being one with yourself and one being one with the world. And byline of the perfume is bring out the nobility in you, because what that means is that it's a noble thought to think about being one with the world. And so it's not, you don't have to be noble by birth in order to be able to have that. So when you wear this great perfume called oneness, then you're actually thinking about bringing out the nobility in you to think good thoughts, think loving thoughts, think collective thoughts, you know, with other human beings to bring about a better world. So that is the byline of the perfume. It's just a beautiful, gorgeous perfume. As a matter of fact, I have people from Hollywood, some royalty, that also, it's actually a perfume that both men and women can wear. So it's unisex. So it's just a great, gorgeous perfume, and everybody that wears it just loves it.
Oh, I see you enjoy boxing.
I was working with Boxing for Miracles to raise money, this is a few years back, for the Children's Miracle Network. And so I was asked to announce and ring and even to sing the Star Spangled Banner, which I do at some functions, and also God Bless the USA. So I that's how I was involved in boxing, raising money for children.
I, too, promoted boxing for children. It was called the Silver Mittens.
Oh, well, this is different. This is for the Children's Miracle Network to raise money.
Yes. Very familiar with it. Very nice. So that's how you wound up working with boxing. Are you giving us permission to play all your music on your segments? Anybody else? Because other people may not have music of their own, and they may want to be accompanied by your songs.
Oh,
thank
you.
It's goodwill. It's wonderful, because they may not have a Christmas song, and they may want one. And there you are. And I will announce it as though you are singing the piece, and then it's arranged by Coelho. What more beautiful arrangement would a person want when they're speaking? Well, Sean, it's time to wrap it up. We've had a wonderful time learning about the world and an international embracing of one another. I want to wish you a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas, and I want you to enjoy with your family wherever you are in the world this holiday season.
With my world family, that would be wonderful, and thank you so much for having me, Ruthie. And yes, I wish everyone a happy holiday, and most importantly, because of the Christmas album, a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for visiting us. And when you release that new perfume line.
Well, I already have the perfume line. It's just.
The packaging isn't ready yet, though, right?
No.
But when
it's not ready yet. It'll be in January, but people can still buy the perfume now.
But when it's ready, you're going to come here and announce it, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You're coming back to Syndicated News at Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
That's a commitment?
Absolute commitment.
You heard it, everyone. He gave his word, and he never fails on his word. Never.
That's true. Thank you so much.
And I wanted to ask you, your beautiful music, can we play it in China?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you. Did you get into singing and perfume? And my word, what didn't you get into?
Well, I have this insatiable desire to learn about everything. I just like to research and be involved with all kinds of different things. It just makes my life interesting.
This is amazing. And I also love that your website is accessible to people with disabilities.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever read that on a website before. This is the first time I've seen this.
Oh, really?
It is. So
I made sure that when we did that, because, you know, it was very important to show respect to people that are challenged in some way or the other.
This is beautiful.
Thank you.
I've never seen it before. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for your time. I so appreciate you.
This
thank
is
you
most
so
unusual
much.
Christmas
okay, good
CD
night.
Builds a bridge between religions. It's not every day an entertainer from the Muslim world records Christmas classics in respect of Christianity. Sean Ray's A World Christmas Love Knows No Border is full of Christmas classics to share the Christmas spirit with friends of all faiths. You can download it everywhere, including iTunes and Amazon, and from SeanRae.com. That's SeanRae.com.
I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. There